Good evening, everyone. It is Sunday night. It is Forgotten Futures. I am Pete Zylander, and this is audiointerface.org that you're listening to. Starting the show off tonight, we had a lovely little track, just over a minute long. That was BGI by Betafish, taken from their EP, which is also called Betafish. And that's just a little interlude on the EP, really, but I really enjoyed it. And I asked them about it. I said, what's up with that lovely little interlude? And they said, yeah, well, that was originally going to be a longer track, sort of a modular synth experimentation, and it had drums and things. But then I just took all those out, and I was left with that. And I was like, I like it. Give us more like that. And they said, okay, stay tuned. I will be putting out more modular synth stuff later in the year, and I might include the demo of that with the drums and things because you like it. So cool. Following that up, we had Moments Before the Wind from Pope John Paul Van Damme, possibly Jean Paul Van Damme, from the album Disinfamy, which is just out on Machine Records. Disinfamy is a collection of older tracks which have been sort of put together into a remarkably coherent release. I think there's one or two newer tracks on there, but the whole thing kind of comes together as a sort of celebration of jungle, big beat, Warp Records-esque stuff. And that's the second track off the record. The whole thing very, very worth checking out. I'm going to be here with you for the next, 50-something minutes now, because it's quite a short show, isn't it? I've had people say to me, they're always sort of surprised when it ends, and to that I think, good. You know, I'd hate to overstay my welcome, so if I can leave you wanting more each week, I'm happy with that. I need to try and get a few records in and not just me talking. So let's have one fantastic title, this next one, Doofy. The artist is Ilo Canblo, and this is taken from a compilation what a compilation is, it's different things by different people, but this one, Doofy, sounds like this. Oh, hang on, this. Doofy there. Right, now it's time for a section of the show which you'll all be familiar with. You'll be pleased to know that I haven't forgotten about the fact that I've been making a jingle for this section of the show. Haven't quite got it done yet, but I'm sure I'll get there one day. Anyway, as you may have guessed, it's time for releases of the week. This week, the release of the week is by an artist called Dave Machine. Dave Machine has created an album called Hyper Frame Fixation. And they tell me it's a manifestation of the strange bubble that they were in for a couple of years. They were spending every minute of their free time either watching music production tutorials or making music. They'd wake up at 3 in the morning to make beats and just generally feeling quite removed from reality. That's something I can certainly identify with. Being removed from reality, not always the most fun sensation, but it can lead to interesting things. And one of those things is this album, Hyper Frame Fixation. The wife and child have just returned. They've come in. It's all right. Yeah, no, it's all right. You can just come here and you can say the words release of the week into this microphone here if you like.
Release of the week.
There you go. That'll be. I'll make that into the jingle maybe. Have you had a nice time?
Yeah. Oh, that's like a supercar seat.
Oh, good.
It's like a spaceship.
Oh, spaceship car seat news. That's good. More on that later, but let's play the track. This is called Real Life by Dave Machine. Now, I was going to segue straight into the next track, but according to my notes, there is some important information about it. The next track is called Radiant One by Cathode Ray Tube, and it does come with a warning and some notes. It says, this music is best played at full volume in the following spaces. Abandoned military installations and housing, derelict municipal offices, decaying sports arenas, condemned housing developments, derelict and defunct amusement parks, drowned or abandoned hamlets, villages, towns, cities, and lost civilizations. So ideally you will be in one of those when you listen to it. If there's any way you can get there within the next 8 minutes, which is the length of the track, hop on over to one of those places and see if it makes a difference. If not, then save this and come back to it later and let me know your experiences. The warning is, it says, under no circumstances should this music be broadcast, transmitted, or otherwise transported through large-scale radio telescopes pointed at exoplanets or black holes. So don't do that, but do listen to it in one of those scary-sounding locations. This is Radiant One by Cathode Ray Tube. The track you've just heard is called Broken by TDC Tunes. That is a teaser track from their full-length album Awakening, which is coming early next year. And it's a concept album, which you know I like. It's about a damaged android that's stranded on a desolate planet. But more than just being an album to listen to with your ears, it is it's going to be a sort of collaborative art, music and story project featuring work from all sorts of different people doing things like creative writing, I think kind of 3D rendered stuff, video, and it's all going to come together into a sort of exhibition type AV installation, they call it, which is going to be in London early 2025. TDC Tunes is inviting people who are interested in being part in that to get in touch with them. They are TDC Tunes on all social media, they say, which sounds exhausting being on all social media, but if you fancy getting involved with that, making something visual, doing some creative writing, then track them down. There will be a link to them from the show notes of this very episode. And just say, heard your tune, and I'd like to be involved in your thing. And I'm sure they would be quite receptive to that. Now, we've got a track called Acid Reflux, I can say that, by an artist. I've played them before, couldn't say the name before, still can't say it now. Really should have asked them how you pronounce this. ZYXBOTC. B-A, Zikbotkba. So this is Zikbotkba with Acid Reflux. Oh, I've done something wrong. Hang on. What happened there? Well, whilst I fix whatever happened there, let's see if I can talk and fix. Who knows? What I was attempting to do there was play you a track by New Jack, who you may know from the world of Bonkwave. They sent me, a couple of their Bonkwave submissions. They said, you can play any of these if you like. But I had already found this tune that, hang on a second, rewind, I fancied playing. Don't know if the mic picked any of it up. If it did, you got a little preview. But I said, I'd quite like to play this one that you made called Quarantine. And they said, oh, wow, I mean, yeah, that's a different kind of track. I mean, interesting choice if you want to play that one, but sure, go ahead. And if you like that one, you might like this one. And then they sent me another one, which was called Ants Will Feast on Our Corpses. And I was like, no, that one is too much. But this one, I mean, it's good, but that is full on. But this one, which is also full on, is called Quarantine. And you let me know, is this too hard for Forgotten Futures? I don't think it is. But listen, and you decide. New Jack there with Quarantine, playing that for everyone that listens to this show on their commute to work on a Monday morning. See if that gets you going for the day and gets you through that initial period of malaise that I certainly used to feel when I had to go to an office. You know, let me know that maybe you'll do your best work this week after listening to that that definite banger. Now we're going to return to Dave Machine, which is from, you know, Dave Machine. I played him earlier. Release of the week. Dave Machine is trying to upgrade himself from a knob twiddling synth fiend into a fully functioning creative visionary. And he's trying to supercharge streams of consciousness, apparently, into 3-minute bangers that reshape the future. Now, the thing about reshaping the future is you never really know if you've done it or not. I would put forward the argument that it's best to just be optimistic and assume you have. So here he is, Dave Machine, reshaping the future out in the street. That was Hazy Memories by 7DD9 from the Disco Demolition EP. Don't know if that one is reshaping the future, reshaping the past, or just having a fun with synthwave sounds. Either way, it's nice to listen to. Next up, we've got a track that was that landed in my inbox this week. This is by an artist called RBI, and it features Lance the Rapper. And they tell me that this is a track they made for fun with their cousin, which I assume means their cousin is Lance the Rapper. Otherwise, the cousin's just a mystery person. No, it must be. So the track itself is called Lance O'Clock, and it's that thing. I do appreciate and enjoy the confidence of rappers. You know, they're always telling you how good they are, aren't they? And that's something that, you know, not that we all need to be more arrogant or anything. I'm not saying Lance is arrogant by any stretch, but, you know, naming a track Lance O'Clock, that's a very rapper thing to do. By the sounds of all that, you'd think I was about to play you something that sounded very hip-hop, which I don't think this does really. I'm not sure what Lance's usual output is like. I shall have to investigate. In any case, this is RBI and Lance the Rapper with Lance O'Clock. When I'm in the club, all I want to do is prance. When I'm in the club and I'm not dancing, all I want to say is Lance. I love Lance. I love Lance. That was Lance the Rapper and his cousin RBA with, RBI, and the track was called Lance O'Clock. Yeah. Enjoyed that. Thanks very much for sending that in. If you want to send stuff in, you can do that by going to the website audiointerface.org, click on submit music and submit some music, and you know, hear it on the show. Fun times. So we are pretty much at the end. I'm going to play you out with a track called She Sells Seashells. Always enjoy a tongue twister by Francois Dion. This is from an album called Candy Store, and it digs far and wide into a palette of synthesizers and other sound generating instruments. Each track combines a more traditional instrument with many synthesizers. So have a listen to this one and see if you can identify which the more traditional instrument is. And I will thank you kindly for listening again, and enjoy this, and I will see you next time. Thanks for listening to Forgotten Futures. I've been Pete Zeilander, and this is Francois Dion. I'm going to be honest, I couldn't identify the traditional instrument in that. At first I was thinking the sea, seagulls, and then I realised those aren't instruments, are they?